Your story is your testimony, not your identity. Shift your mindset, elevate your perspective, become who God called you to be. This is the journey of you. Welcome to the journey of you, the place where faith meets growth and where courage rises to rewrite the stories that once tried to define you. I'm your host, Tonya D. Bennis, coach, author, communicator, and a companion on this path of becoming, committed to helping you step fully into your God-given identity. Each week, we slow down long enough to hear what heaven is whispering. Together, we peel back the doubts, the old labels, and the limits that life tried to place on you. Here, you learn to shift your mindset and elevate your perspective so you can walk heart first into purpose, clarity, and the kind of confidence that is birthed from truth, not tension or trauma. This is your invitation to breathe deeper, think higher, and see yourself the way God sees you, loved, called, and full of possibility. So wherever you are, settle in. Your journey is unfolding, and you don't have to walk it alone. Welcome, Journey of You family. How are y'all doing today? As we sit and reflect on, sorry, I knocked over my cup. As we sit and reflect on this year, I would love for you to just come pull up a seat, sit here next to me on the couch, and let's have a heart-to-heart conversation. So my word for this year, which I know I already shared with you all, was freedom. And I wasn't fully sure what all freedom was going to entail or what exactly it would look like, but I knew that specifically when I prayed at the end of 2023 and was looking into the new year of 2024, I was thinking about freedom just really in my time more than anything that really mattered to me. Had experienced several losses over the previous few years, and just lost in a lot of different ways of expectations or disappointment at how things didn't go a particular way that I thought that they should. And I just, my time was even more valuable more than ever. And it was like how I spend it really matters. And I want to be the one to choose how I spend it. And so freedom was just ringing in my ears of like, I have to pursue freedom this year. I have to have freedom in my time, that I choose who I spend my time with, how I spend it, what I spend it doing. And so I set out on that journey, and I gave myself a deadline of March 31st would be when I would have that freedom in my time. And I really, truly prayed and asked God, like, okay, if I, step away from this and step into this next thing, I'm going after it for freedom. I want to become everything that you created me to be. I want to do all the things that you created me to do, and I want to fulfill purpose. And that was literally and genuinely my heart's desire. And I stepped out in faith. And over the next 5 months, I had freedom in my time, but then it was also scary because it was like, well, things weren't flowing as quickly as I thought they should, or, revenue wasn't coming in as quickly as I thought it should. My bills didn't stop. And so it was like, well, now what do I do? And during that time, I uncovered the differences that had kept me stuck for so long. There was about 5 months of just pure reflection and time with God and in his word and getting to figure out, like, who is Tonya in this part of life? Who am I in this season? Because I'm not the same person I was last year. I'm not the same person I was 10 years ago, 20 years ago. I'm a completely different person. So one, who am I? Two, what is it that I enjoy doing? For so long, things collided and it was like, everything that I do, I want to be fulfilling purpose. But it was like, but what's that thing that I wake up and enjoy? And I'm like, I can't wait to do this in the morning. Or, I can't wait to go and, take care of this or accomplish that. I had the hardest time pinpointing what that was. And I think because I'm always talking about thinking outside of the box. Like, I am not an in the box person, like in any way, shape, form, or fashion. I don't even like to be enclosed or feel caged. Okay. And because of that, it was like colliding with who I genuinely am, because I kept trying to find what box I do fit in. And, what is that one thing I should be doing? But I had to get comfortable with there isn't just one specific thing that I'm supposed to be doing, and that's okay. Really coming to grips with that and figuring out like how do I balance it and where should my focus be, but what other things can I still be doing behind the scenes, or what things should just be a hobby? What things are just for me? What are things that I should share? And so walking through that journey. And this morning I actually wrote down a few things that I was like, this is where I found freedom this year. I know that I already talked to you guys before about when it looks different. Looking back in reflection now from what I was aiming for at the beginning of the year and what I've actually walked through and experienced at the end of the year was pretty profound. So first, there was freedom in my mindset. I had several limiting beliefs that were holding me back and keeping me from stepping out in certain ways or being courageous in certain areas. It was like, okay, well, what can I do naturally and easily, or what's comfortable, so to speak. And that was leaving me stuck and stagnant in a lot of ways until it was like, okay, you got to get out of your comfort zone. And when I sat down and really mapped out like everything that I experienced and filled out my journey map, which I've talked to you guys about numerous times, it really made things so much clearer of like, wow, okay, I was able to assess it better because I was able to zoom out and see that bigger picture, which again is something we've talked about of not being stuck in the problem or the reality right in front of you, but being able to zoom out and really seeing like, okay, God, what are you doing? How do we connect these dots? How does it all fit together in your plan for my life? Because constantly we're trying to get it to fit into our plans and what we want to happen. But there are times that it really does look different. And God is still answering those prayers and giving you your desires, but He's packaging it in a package that looks so much better than more than you can ask, think, or imagine. And being able to let go, to like hold loosely so that He has room to come in and do it differently than what you were seeing. But then it's like He blows your mind because it's way better than what you were thinking and requesting. And so I found freedom in my mindset in that regard, freedom from those limiting beliefs. And that doesn't mean that they're all just going to go away and that, oh, no limiting belief. Nope. You've got to continually first be aware of it. Call that thing out. So that way, okay, this is maybe that trigger or the root cause of that limiting belief. Now you can start working on overcoming it. And each time it comes up, okay, this is what you're going to do. And the more and more you do that, the stronger and stronger you become, the less and less that limiting belief holds on to you. So even if you're in it for that moment, maybe it's an hour, and then you snap out of it. Maybe it's 5 minutes, maybe it's a day, but it used to be 3 days or 2 weeks. You can make that shorter and shorter and shorter, and it stops having control over you or stops you from being like paralyzed or stagnant in that state of mind because of how you're feeling or because it's feeling overwhelming and you can't work through it. Recognizing those limiting beliefs helps you to do that. So I found freedom in that. I found freedom from events of the past, from hurts, trauma, and bondage. Things that maybe it wasn't that, I could talk about it without like crying, but there were moments that I might be talking about it or something would trigger it. And I would feel all the same emotion right now, present day, that I felt when it happened. It could have been last week. It could have been 20 years ago. It could have been from my childhood, but it felt real, like it was right now. And they always say perception is reality. You're perceiving those things. But sometimes that can deceive you because you are feeling all these feelings, which are temporary. Your feelings literally come and go like the wind. They blow one way and then another, and it doesn't last long. Even though it feels like it's the end of the world or like it's so overwhelming you can't bear it, but your feelings are temporary. That's why you can't base things on, because they're not truth. Excuse me. And so being able to discover that and realize, like, okay, that's what happened in the past. Is that really how that person feels about me today? Or is that really how we interact with each other? Even though in childhood it was this, what is it now? And so, what does God's word say about it? Like being able to go and seek His word and understand, what it's saying and how it relates to your situation, it's alive. And so every time you read it, you're able to pull something different out of it, especially in reflection of like, okay, God, this is what my expectation was. This is what I prayed. In the course of that, this is what you walked me through, and this is what I saw. What do you want me to pull out of this? That way, you don't have to keep going around the mountain like the Israelites and repeating the same test over and over again. You're able to overcome it and move forward. And so that was another freedom from old ways of thinking. And I don't mean like I mean, separately from the limiting beliefs of like thinking that, you know, okay, I gotta take from over here in order to give over here, and I've gotta, you know, pinch here and, you know, cut here and purge here. And it was just like I was still limiting God. Like I'm looking at him in a certain viewpoint when he's like, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Why are you just asking me to give you that blade of grass over there? And it's like he knows exactly what we need of before we even ask. He just wants us to come to him. And so being able to dream again, that's what I would say when I say freedom from old ways of thinking, being able to dream again and believe God at his word, to think about the prophecies and promises that he's given me in the past, and some of the ones that I read right now every day in his word, and resting in that and trusting in it, knowing that his word will not return to him void. And because of that, I can trust him at his word. Even if I don't physically see how in the world it's going to happen, I can still believe. That's what faith is. It's the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen, which we find in Hebrews 11 and 1. And so being able to trust him at that, where I'm not constantly waiting for like the ball to drop or something bad to happen. Because for a while, that's where I got to. It, not like being cynical, but where it was just like, I lowered my expectations. Oh my goodness, that's exactly what it was. I lowered my expectations where I had these high, lofty expectations, like, oh man, God's gonna do this, he's gonna do this, he's gonna do that. And it was like when it, for quite some time, did not work out the way that I intended or desired, it made me lower my expectations and be like, okay, well, God's gonna help me make it to my next destination. All right, thank you for stretching my gas. Thank you for stretching my finances. Thank you for covering those bills. You know, thank you for taking care of my kids. And it was like I would be asking for, I'm not even going to call any of those little things because none of those are little things. But it was like if I was asking him to move the mountain, you know, they say mustard seed faith can move a mountain from here and it break off right into the sea. It was like I stopped looking for those huge, huge things. And I just kind of settled for those smaller things, so to speak. And so it limited the things that I was asking for or believing for, or even considering that it could be possible. And so that was another freedom that it gave me this year of like, nope, I can literally, you know, reach for the sky. I can throw all these things out there and just be like, okay, God, you know, which direction do we go? Which one should I be working on? You know, everything's possible with you, so let's try it. And so it gave me the freedom to do that, to dream again, to write down things I'd like to do, things I want to accomplish, people I'd like to meet, ways I'd like to impact people, things I'd want to be a part of or do in the community. And so I was able to get out there and do that again. I joined a couple other organizations, expanded what I was doing in some things, some organizations I was already a part of, and it increased my confidence. I had freedom in that, you know, of where it was like, man, I am a daughter of the king. Let me embrace that and walk in it. It also helped me with boundaries. I will say that was another major freedom for me, which I know probably sounds weird. Freedom and boundaries, that doesn't sound like freedom at all. But it was very freeing because I was one, I could actually tell you what my boundaries were. So I had freedom in that. It wasn't any more of like, I'm not sure what my boundaries are. Maybe I need to make them a little more loose or blur the lines a little bit. But then that confuses the person who you're giving the boundaries to. It confuses it for you too, because it's like, what are you willing to allow or not allow? How are people able to interact with you or communicate with you if you can't even tell them clearly how to interact with you and what those expectations are? And so I had freedom in that because I was able to define those lines a lot more and then turn around and communicate it. And if you weren't willing to respect those boundaries, I was okay also with cutting you off. Or no longer interacting with you as much or limiting your access to me if you couldn't respect those boundaries. And I will tell you that was very freeing because then it's no longer about the approval of others or constantly, you know, bending to people please or trying to make everybody happy. Let me set you free right now. You will never be able to make everybody happy. That's just not even possible. Jesus was perfect, and there was a lot of people who didn't like him and were mad at him. So if he couldn't even get everybody to like him, what makes you think that you as an imperfect human could? Yep, we're going to stop right there for a second. I want you to think about that and understand how completely impossible that is and let it go. be free right now in this moment. That's one thing right now you can be free in right now is the opinion of others and striving to make everybody happy because that's just not possible. Inevitably, you will disappoint someone. Inevitably, someone will not like you. You might not have not done one single thing to them, but simply because you're you, they don't like you. And that's okay. Bless them anyhow. God still loves them, so you're not, don't judge them or say bad things about them. Just walk away. Everybody doesn't have to be in your life. It's not even possible for every single person to be in your life anyway. And so it's okay. If only two people like what you put out there, so what? If it's just one person, you've done all that you need to do. God left 99 other sheep for that one. So if one person liked it, that's all that matters. Every day that you wake up, you perform for an audience of one. That is another thing I found freedom in. It's not for likes, it's not for follows, it's not for a bunch of people to be like, yes, I shared it, I downloaded it, it was so great. It's not for accolades of man, praise, none of that. Every day you wake up, you perform for an audience of one. Do you know why? Because only one gave their life for you. My God, there's no greater love than this that a man lay down his life for his friends. And that is exactly what Jesus did for you. And so you don't have to perform for anyone else. Should you do everything in excellence? Absolutely. Will you get it right every time? No, you won't. But you should aim for excellence. Let everything that you do be done in love and let it be done as unto the Lord. You are serving him in everything that you do. So even if no one else thanks you, if they don't give me any praise, if they don't express gratitude, it's okay. Thank God that you have the ability to do it. He will reward you. And his reward outweighs what anybody else could ever give you. And so be free in that. Be free in knowing that everything that you do, God can bless it. And as long as you're doing it for his glory, he's just going to continue to keep flowing through you. You are merely the vessel. Steward well what he has given you. That way, when you stand before him, he can say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Couple more. Okay, so the freedom just in being able to shift my mindset and elevate the level of my perspective. It is the one thing I say to each of you every single time that I interact with you, because it's that one thing out of all the things that I've said, there may be one thing that you're like, oh my gosh, I can relate to that, or wow, that really helped me. Lots of times it's stuff I'm learning right now in the moment that I'm sharing that if it helped me, maybe it could help you too. That's why it says iron sharpens iron in scripture. Each of us needs one another. And the lesson that you learn could help me, vice versa. So we share it. So continue to interact, reach out, let me know, like, this is what I'm working on, or this is what I'm facing, this is where I'm having a tough time, I'm not sure. And then it's like, okay, I have experience in that, or maybe I don't, but I know someone who does, and we can connect each other. So there's lots of ways for us to help one another and have that freedom to truly become who God created us to be and to own and embrace everything that He sent us here to do. So let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much for your word. We thank you for your promises that are yes and amen. We thank you, Lord, for continuing to lead and guide us that we don't have to be afraid, that we can be of good courage, just like you tell us in Joshua 1:9, for you are with us each and everywhere that we go. We thank you, Father, for freedom in you, Father, because you said, he who the Son sets free is free indeed. And you also said that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So we thank you that we can be free to praise you, to worship you, and free to step into each and everything that you've called us to do, Father. We thank you, Lord, that you are the only one that we have to stand before and give an account to. And as long as we keep you first and foremost in our life and seek you and your kingdom, everything else will be added unto us. So we thank you, Father, for freedom in you. We thank you for the freedom that you've given us to experience eternal life. And we thank you, Father, that we can come to you just as we are, freely, because your arms are always wide open, ready to welcome us and love on us, Father, because you love us unconditionally. And there's not one thing that can separate us from your love. So I pray over each and every person that is listening, Lord, that you help them to feel your presence, to feel your warmth and your strength, Father, that as they reflect on everything they've done in this year, things that they desire to do that maybe they didn't get to do, but also being able to have gratefulness and thankfulness for the things that you did help them to do and walk through, Father. We thank you, Lord, for your many blessings, Lord. We thank you for your continued guidance. May your word be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, as it says in Psalms 119, 105. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Listen, this is a year, a time of year to truly reflect on the goodness of God. Go back through and look from each month, each week, if you need to, of the ways that God showed up and showed out. Go pull out your planner. Look at the things that you wrote down that you were grateful for each day. What were those wins that you had each day where you're like, wow, I forgot about that? Oh, yeah, God did do that. Everything may not be exactly the way you want it to be right now, but there are some things that you can truly be thankful for. And as you transition and start to execute and plan and strategize for this next year, go into it in a moment of reflection first. So that way, you're like, you can set those expectations of like, okay, God, where am I limiting you? Where do you want to show up and show out in me and through me? And where can I do and be better in the things that you've called me to do? I look forward to connecting with you. Remember, this is your journey. It's where your life begins. Thanks for being here on the journey of you. If this episode blessed you, take a moment to connect with me, whether through email, Substack, or the contact page at tonyadbenis.com. I'd love to walk alongside you with encouragement and truth for your journey. Until we meet again, stay rooted in faith, anchored in purpose, and bold in who you are becoming.